producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Black Caucus, who's supposed to represent these young people, they basically got up and said, thank you, Mr. Mayor, and saying kumbaya, kissed and made up, because he said, I'm sorry. That's not enough. The mayor said, I'm sorry, and basically kind of gave the message that we're supposed to trust him with all of the authority. We really want input in the selection of the new superintendent. We also want a real independent civilian police review board that's independent of him.
They're not going to take it anymore in Chicago. Big, fat protests. Just a little bit of the buzz happening here in the United States. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So if we go up to Chicago, we would know as we're running around during the holiday season that Michigan Avenue, part of it anyway, was blocked off because there were huge protests. Now, this happens to be in the wake of 2 weeks ago, the fact that a police officer on video was shown shooting a 17-year-old black teenager 16 times. He's since been charged, Officer Van Dyke, with murder. But that happened a year ago. So the protesters are not happy. They want the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, to resign, as he is apologizing, getting weepy in front of the city council for what happened. He spoke at a special city council meeting he called to talk about the process. Activists chanted 16 shots in a cover-up. That was that reference to the white officer, Jason Van Dyke, shooting 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, who looked like in the video to be kind of walking away from this. Van Dyke, again, is charged with murder. Mayor Emanuel said, complete and total reform to restore trust in police. I think he is dancing on a thin line. If you could have seen the size of the group protesting, pretty big. Pretty big. I mean, shutting down a big chunk of Michigan Avenue. And chanting, as you heard right there, a couple of thoughts on here's what we want to happen, saying, I take responsibility for what happened because it happened on my watch, and if we're going to fix it, I want you to understand it's my responsibility with you, but we're also going to begin the healing process. The first step in that journey is my step, and I'm sorry, it's just not good enough for these peeps. Because it was shocking to see the video. So they're looking for a new chief to replace the superintendent, Gary McCarthy, who was fired last week. They say officers are going to get new training. He also said the city will reopen some cases in which the oversight agency declared police shootings justified. Now, here's the sticky part of this. There's another shooting that happened 2 years ago. So that would have been on Emanuel's watch, too. And that video has not been released. A judge will decide the second week of January whether to release it or not. They're trying to have it quelled. They don't want it released. I'm telling you, that footage gets released, and that's it for Rahm Emanuel. Gone, done, hang out and play golf with the former president, Barack Obama, once his year is up, because he cannot, I think, battle that. Not two videos, especially one that was not pushed out for 2 years. I mean, the chain of events, they're in motion. And they can talk about, we're fighting, we're doing what we can, and we're training, retraining officers. But you're in Chicago. And you got to think about this, right? Does this go back to that whole common sense thing? you're in Chicago. It's the third largest city. There's massive violence in Chicago. There are so many problems there. We know. We've seen it. It's on every single news show you can imagine and has been for the past 7 or 8 years. Why wouldn't you have really had that officer training beforehand, especially when we see what happened in other cities? Now, the second video, another 17-year-old teenager killed. The second video, like I said, once that drops, I think that's the end of Emmanuel. But when it first happened, why wouldn't you say, because already Ferguson had happened, why wouldn't you say, and Trayvon Martin had happened, which isn't cops, but it set off a firestorm across the nation. Why wouldn't you say, let's review this process? I think there's a lesson, ladies and gentlemen, in all of this. And the lesson is sometimes you got to step back and look at the bigger picture. So when you see some other horrifying video that you know in a city ready to explode is not going to be good, and in fact, you're crushing it, you're trying not to have it out there, once you get caught again doing that, forget about it. So the first time around, you would have thought there would have been some kind of process. As we know, because many of you fabulous police officers listen to the show, I get great notes from you all the time, and I feel terrible when cops are wrongly accused and it automatically have that hate all over them and these wars in the streets. But sometimes they're wrong. And I know in several cities, as many of you have emailed me about this, you get a handful of shots. I mean, they're training you. You're not pumping a bunch of shots, 16 shots, into one kid, no matter what. I mean, you don't know what's happening. You don't know what they have in their hand. You don't know what's going to... everybody gets that. But when it becomes excessive in many of the police departments across the United States, yeah, that would be unacceptable already. So why in Chicago would they have not had a policy that they reviewed? And this is that common sense I go back to, especially looking around. Is anybody paying attention to what's happening in other places? So anyway, hundreds of protesters absolutely blocked a very busy Chicago street, demanding that Emmanuel resign. And he was apologizing for the police shooting. In the meantime, while that's happening in Chicago, we go to the West Coast, another snapshot of what's going on in this country. And now more of the conversation has turned to something we found out about really yesterday. There was more chatter about it. Was a local high school actually a target of the San Bernardino terrorists? Syed Farouk had a bunch of shots of local high schools on his cell phone. The suggestion is that he and his wife possibly were going to go after some of these schools. So then when you see this, the school district out there in San Bernardino says, oh, we're relieved. We're disturbed that something so horrific happened so close to home. But it did not affect what happened here in the school. Can you imagine at a high school? Wow. Where does it end, folks? 855-266-5283 if you want to weigh in. See you on the flip side. A balanced meal for two.
When I wake up at noon. Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. checkout. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
As your body ages, there is a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome. We've dedicated our entire album cover to any person who has ever sent a fan mail. The journey into life, love, and music. Fan mail. We'd like to thank you for your support.
Here we go once again. A ton of email. Thank you very much. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. Sometimes we have trouble with the server lately, and we're not on any list that I know of. And if that happens, you can always send me your thoughts to DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. On that note, let's head there right now.
You have mail, mistress.
First one, Gracie. Ooh, I love that name. Gracie in Canada. Kate, sometimes I'm glad I'm a Canadian. I do hear your show. I love it. You make me laugh. I think it's so interesting what's happening in American politics. We had our row with Trudeau, and it's been interesting to see how he's been embraced by the media or not embraced in some cases. But I would have never predicted what's happening in 2015 and then ultimately 2016, who's left standing for the Republicans, and also the Democratic situation. I guess you knew Hillary Clinton would be there, but perhaps there would have been more opposition, and there's none. Very different from 2008. Yes, very different from 2008 when you had the slew of Democrats, remember? And especially because a lot of the conversation centered on Hillary Clinton. Like, it was Hillary, 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 and Obama. Then Obama comes in and spoils her party. So you have Hillary Clinton, Obama, and then Edwards. Remember John Edwards? Kind of was inching in there. Ooh, the stuff that he does for the poor and all this great stuff about John Edwards. And, of course, his wife was riddled with cancer. It was so sad. And then the affair situation with the videographer. And, oh, that just pulled him right out of it. And that really came down to just Clinton and Obama, but it was definitely more interesting, I suppose, at the time on the Democratic side. And with the Republicans, you know, now we're for 2016, Trump has really thrown a wild card into the pack. And from a political point of view, when you stand back and you take a look at this, boy, it is wild to watch it unfold. I mean, heading into this, Rand Paul looked good early, declared early. Ted Cruz declares early. And then the rest of the crew, Chris Christie, initially had gotten a lot of interest, was on the cover of Time magazine. Then the whole Bridgegate happens with him. He cools off. Then you throw Ben Carson into the mix and a whole bunch of others. So this race hasn't really, I would have never guessed Donald Trump. You know, before he had said, talked about, I'll run for president, I'll be the one, and then he does. So how about that? You never know. Keeps it interesting, as I said to Victoria Jones earlier in the show. All right, let's move on to Bobby. Bobby in Lake Tahoe. Wow, from Canada to Lake Tahoe. Kate, do you ever take the show to Lake Tahoe? I hear you do the Kate on the Road thing. I will push to try to get people to look at America Tonight. It'd be so fun if you did a show from here. It is a very neat place. It's pretty. It's not too far from San Francisco. I mean, it's a couple hours. But Tahoe itself is fascinating. And if you like hiking, if you like a little gambling, I mean, you don't have to be a huge gambler, but there are casinos. Just a few. If you like to golf, if you like to ski, boy, we really feel like we have it all. Yeah, Lake Tahoe is a great place. You know, it's been a long time, Bobby, since I've been to Lake Tahoe, but I used to live in California. And one of the best trips I took was to Tahoe. And the funny thing is, it wasn't during the winter. It was a fall trip, I think. And it was gorgeous. I mean, beautiful lake. Playing golf there, yeah, absolutely. And I'm trying to think of the casino that everybody thinks of. Harrah's, I guess, is the casino. But it's because I lived there, it was easy to get to. So it wasn't, oh, you fly to San Francisco and then get in the car. And California's interesting for, you know, when I remember telling my mom when I was moving to California because I wasn't out of school too long. And it was like there was this long pause. For those of you who are Californians, You know what I'm talking about in a way. And for those who aren't, you totally get it. Why are you going to California? Are you kidding me? What's in California? Because it seems over there when you're from the East Coast, especially, or deep in the Midwest. It's over there. But you had everything. And this isn't a billboard for California, but you had everything. You had, like, Lake Tahoe and San Francisco, things in that city, and then all the way down south. And there's great pieces of history. I like history. And I think that's the thing. When you guys hear Kate on the Road and you want to send me something about your area. Tell me the little historical nugget. What, you know, 1,000-year-old oak tree, which would be amazing, you have, or whatever it is that makes your area unique. Because it seems like every place has something. I lived in Kearney, Nebraska, for goodness sake, for 7 months. And they had the Harold Warp Museum. And it was the coolest place, and people came from all over actually to see it. So I know that those stories are out there. Tiffany says, Kate, trust me, women are listening to your show. You go, girl. I think your show has been around for a while, and you need more backing. You need people to really pump you up, because I think you and your guys do a terrific job. I've heard you mention Nathan when he comes on with the segment and what he does with the music. I think it's a really, really good listen. I've been telling my friends, you should tell people how they can listen to you when they can't stay up late. Good idea. I probably don't do that enough. Go to GCNLive.com. You can download the show that way, because lots of people consume their media, their radio that way. Or go to TuneIn, TuneIn.com. Go to TuneIn. That has past shows there, too. So you can download other shows and current shows. Same thing with GCN Live. I don't know how much they keep on backlog, but you both places you could get shows from the day before. And, yeah, thanks for that. Absolutely. There's lots of ways to find America Tonight streaming live. If you're up late, if your schedule changes, you get it. Here's another one from Sam I Am. Boy, those politicians in Washington, I know it seems like we always say that, but couldn't we just weed out the bad ones, keep the decent ones, and get them to up their game? And hire some people, because isn't that what we're doing? Or elect some people who know how to change, how to affect change. I think the problem is, well, I know the problem is I'm not giving anyone an excuse. It's all these ideologies, throw them in the middle of Washington. You have the newbies who can't do much because they have to curry favor to be on these committees. Then you have people that are stuck on these committees that, a lot of them anyway, that are slow movers. I know there's a log jam that you can't help because I've been there and I've seen it. And if you say to a congressperson, well, what about, how come you can't work on immigration? How come I wear this? There's these 5,000 bills. There's the protocol. It's the how you introduce it. It's everything that's connected to it. But it does seem, and at the end of the year we'll tell you how many bills were passed and all that. It's so fascinating to see it. But it is interesting that so much seems to just lag. I mean, seem isn't even the right word. So much lags when it comes to what we think is being produced out of D.C. I mean, it just is. We have the numbers. We talk about it. On top of then government waste. I mean, there's going to be pet projects, of course, but how many are there? Well, think how many people represent us. Now I'm going down another rabbit trail. Tom in Illinois. Kate, Rahm Emanuel. I don't know how he lasts. You mentioned that on your last show, the second video of another situation with a cop and a black teenager. I believe you are right, my dear. Once that comes out, how can he stay in his job? He can apologize and get teary-eyed all he wants, but the people are a rising tide, and they are not happy with Rahm Emanuel squarely placing a lot of the blame on him. Well, he apologized for the shooting, and the calls for his resignation are out there. What was it that he said? We need a painful but honest reckoning of what went wrong. I mean, he's not the guy that was in the street. He's not the one that was right on top of it. But you would assume that the police department and the mayor's office have daily briefings, and he has to be included in that. So what was the thought? I get the investigation because you can't just go off half-cocked. You can't just say, okay, here this is from yesterday, and we're investigating. But a year seems excessive. You know, 6 months after, 4 months after, we've been doing a thorough investigation. This is how we handle police matters. You have to do it this way. So it's by the book and blah, 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 and the legalities of it. Here's the videotape. But the fact that it dumps out over a year later, that's just a tough pill to swallow and infuriates people. And then the thought of another one, ooh, another tape, it's craziness. All right, stay with us. Thanks for the emails. More coming next.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
But I say it all the time, so we'll just move on from that. But it's true. You've overwhelmed me with your thoughts on what's happening across the world. It makes me feel good because I know you're paying attention, people. You have a voice. I say this all the time. And I've never gotten this much email ever anywhere I worked. Big markets, Dallas, New York City. And I think that this is a thoughtful group, and I appreciate that. Remember, you can always call the show if you're awake, because I know we all have crazy schedules. Sometimes it's late, sometimes it's early. But keep this number handy. I don't think I say the number enough, so I'm going to give it out again. 855-266-5283. Just write that down somewhere. 855-266-5283. All right, let's jump on it. This one from Nikki. Kate, I am so tired of what's happening in Washington, D.C. I know people always say that we need to throw out the bad guys, bring in the good guys. I know there are smarter people than some of those who represent us in this nation. You're right. They hold us hostage constantly with this back and forth over the budget. How can they not solve these problems/dilemmas? Listen, if we ran companies the way they run the government, we would all be bankrupt, and I think that really says something. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I say that all the time. I mean, this is what emerges. Is it that heads butt? There's no time to do it. You wait till the last second. Are they procrastinators? I get it. You're pulled in 20 million directions. You have your constituents, then the quorum and the conversation on the Hill. But there has to be a better way. And I think the better way is to have definite term limits, period. That way, I get elected, I have good intentions of what I would like to see happen, my vision for whoever around me, and I have the pleasure to serve, because that's what you're doing. You're serving the people that you represent. I know I have a beginning and an end. It's like a presidential term when you have in clubs, big clubs, we'll say, where there's a lot of money involved and a lot of philanthropic things that you're doing, etc. Well, you have a term. And even if you're fabulous and you love what you're doing, you're out after that term. And I think that if we had strong term limits over Congress, it would make a very big difference. Here we go. Let's take another one. James in Texas. Kate, wondering how you feel about the holidays and shopping and the commercialization of the holiday. I always feel depressed, and I find that I have to kind of shut down a little bit to not be sickened by what I see in the stores. It's such a catch-22, isn't it? Here's my theory. It is over-commercialized. You want to honor people. Well, I think if you have good intentions, the gift-giving thing is, like, I would be, and this isn't to pat myself on the back and it doesn't matter, I would be more the giver than the receiver. If I found something I wanted to give somebody, I want to see the reaction. Wow, I made them, you know, made them smile. They got something cool they weren't thinking about, or whatever it is. But I think the problem is it's about more, right? So how much over gift giving is there? In other words, I mean, how many toys, video games, whatever can kids have, for example? And listen, I grew up with a mother who adored us, and it was crazy sometimes when you woke up on Christmas morning. Of course, she wasn't a rich woman, but she knew how to save, she knew how to budget, and she also gave to organizations, whatever. If she had $1 in her pocket, she would give half of it to somebody else. So that's, to me, I learned that, and it didn't feel like that as a kid. Now, fast forward, we're in different times, and it is completely, I mean, it's crazy. Stores open on, after Thanksgiving. The second you get out of the table, you can run to the store and grab something. And it is. It does feel yucky sometimes. But I say you don't have to hide away. You just aren't overly participating in it. You just realize it's the season. It's where we're at. And if you're not doing that, bravo. If you're not ridiculously buying into spending money you don't have, people borrow money at Christmas time, take out loans. I mean, that's insane. If you're struggling, then you make something, find something, or tell the people around you, this Christmas isn't about giving for me because I'm overwhelmed with bills and lack of resources. Okay, I feel like I just like lectured, so let's move on. Dick in Illinois. Kate, listen to the show all the time. I should say I am a new convert, though. I first turned to you and I couldn't understand for sure where you were going with the show, but now that I've been listening for the last, 6 months or so, I really like it. I have to say, and I love it when you say you're the little engine that could, I have to say it is so much more entertaining to listen to you talk to different people, have people call in, kind of go outside of the box, than to hammer the same old thing every single minute. I know that if you did that, you would become much more wealthier, my dear, but I think that you are doing the right thing by adding some of that sizzle, let's say, to your show. Well, thanks for that. I call it the one trick pony, the one topic, and you know what? We live in an ADD world, right? So many of us are just zooming in 100 directions. And I think you get bored with the same old thing. And I know there's people that would disagree with that. And then, of course, there is focus on what the I call it the buzz in the backyard. So if people are talking about Donald Trump, what does this mean? What does Bernie Sanders mean? What does this election mean? We care about that because we absolutely talk about politics on this show. We absolutely have guests who add to that conversation all the way around. But there are other elements in our lives that are interesting. That's why we throw in the cheap movie review and what dumb thing did you do? We have dumb things you shouldn't have done and nail the score. Because you know what? Life would be boring, wouldn't it, if we were all driving in the same direction every single day. Okay, Frank. I love these new people, I think, that are popping up. Frank in Florida. I love that. I'm Frank in Florida. Katie, you have a big circle of listeners here in Sarasota. I keep hearing people mention that you're coming down to Sarasota. I hope that there's a place where everybody can meet you. And if it doesn't happen and you want it to happen, please email me back. Maybe you could do a book signing. That would be really, really super cool. I can't wait to meet you. I really, really enjoy the show. And I have to tell you that the weather in Florida, as I've heard you mention, Mother Nature is wicked across the country whenever events come up, is just as confusing as it is in Texas or in California. Yep, the weather is confusing. What do they say when I move to Texas? If you don't like the weather in the morning, stick around because in the afternoon you may enjoy what you see. And it's true. It's called layering. So one minute you're freezing, the next minute it's warm. It's how it's always been. And I think in Florida, to me, and I've spent a lot of time with all of you in Florida, with people in Florida. I shouldn't say all of you, but people in Florida. I mean, all over the whole state. And it can be so crazy hot in the summer where, oh, you feel like you're choking. But then it's fabulous in the fall, or you get these crazy rainstorms, and then you get that humidity. So it just rains for a few minutes, boom, then it's gone. And in Texas, the big difference is, or at least lately, you get these massive storms, these showers that kill you. And, I mean, kill you literally, sadly, with flooding for people, flash flooding, but also where it's just nonstop. So for 2 days straight, it's just pouring. And I haven't seen that. I haven't lived any place in my life where, yes, I've been in bad rainstorms, but where it was continuous that long of a period. So that sort of in one way helped Texas overcome the drought, but in another way added to the problems of late with the terrible flooding. And you see these signs. It says something like, turn around, don't drown if you see a flood. It's like, well, how am I going to see the flood if it's at, I understand what they're trying to tell people, but if you're all of a sudden on top of that rushing water, well, you didn't see it. And on the main thoroughfares, it's pretty good, as long as you're careful about where you're driving. All right, quickly, one more. This is from Sam in Jersey. Bagels. We need more bagels. Don't you think, Kate? If people would just eat fun foods, I think they would lighten up a little bit. Sounds pretty simplistic, but I do have to tell you, I think people who eat well, live well, smile a lot, understand humor, get it more than the people who are curmudgeonly, sour, dour, and no fun to be around. Well, yeah, my philosophy in life is if you're not smiling, you know, you're just, it's just another day where you're walking closer to the grave. Of course, absolutely. There's a million things to be sad about. There's a million things to be happy about. So, you know, glass is half full or glass is half empty. And usually when you go through something, you come out on the other side and it's a whole different day. And this is, you know, I'm not a philosopher, but this is life, right? This is what we all contend with. Like, I just saw something today. Somebody sent me a calendar with quotes on it. And the quote for today was from Rudy Giuliani. And it said, when you confront a problem, you begin to solve it. Yeah, instead of burying your head in the sand. See the difference? Thanks for the emails. You can email me to americatonight.net. We'll be right back.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Celebrating Hanukkah and the rest of us scurrying around grabbing up presents as we get ready for the holiday at the end of the month. Well, actually, you know, we're talking about less than 2 weeks. How did the end of the season get here so quickly? That's when you know you're getting old. It's when you're a kid, doesn't it seem like time stretches? It doesn't stretch quite the same as when you're an adult. By the way, speaking of the holidays, the airlines are saying that they expect 38 million passengers for the winter holidays. That's a 3% increase from a year earlier. So some growth. That means 73,000 more travelers each day from starting December 18th. This is their estimation, based on tickets bought, December 18th through January 3rd. So that meant many more during that comparable period last year. That's what the large airlines are saying. But the planes are still expected to be, 80% to 90% full. So the higher demand, the bigger aircraft in some cases, and of course the busiest days are Sunday, January 3rd, Friday, December 18th, Sunday, December 27th. And here's what's cool, the lightest travel days, December 24th, 25th, and 31st. I've always heard that if you travel on the holiday itself, boom, no problem. I would wonder, though, if all of a sudden you had hardly anybody in the plane, that they wouldn't re-rack that. But anyway, the number of travelers from 1.9 million to 2.4 million during that period, the busiest days will be 10% more passengers than the average this year. You just have to know if you're going to travel. Yeah, you have to pack your patience and your snacks and your comfortable shoes, right? It always cracks me up. I always think there's some beautiful women that get on planes that are dressed probably right to go to a business meeting, and they have because really young women now in their early 20s, they're back to wearing really high shoes. So you got really high shoes on, and I think, oh, if you're in a big layover, man, I hope you got something comfortable packed, because you could be sitting in those shoes for a long time in an airport. I've seen it. It's like, oh, layover, stuck on the tarmac, a myriad of things go wrong, because it's a chain reaction when something happens in one airport, and then it carries over to the next, and you don't understand. I've seen people do this. They're standing there and saying, how could this be? How could it be that I'm delayed? The weather's clear, but it's because the plane's coming from someplace else, of course. Some people think Donald Trump is coming from someplace else, which is why he said today, and this was just another slice of the news, he was not chosen as Time Magazine's Man of the Year. He was not happy about it. Instead, Angela Merkel was chosen in Germany. And the reason why Time says is because they took so many refugees. So many refugees. So Trump wasn't happy about that. I mean, he made the list of interesting people, and he was in the running, but it wasn't him. So he hit the Twitter to trash Time and say that was ridiculous. In fact, here's what his tweet said, because I got it today. You can follow, a gazillion people follow Donald Trump, just like I used that word earlier on the show. I love that word. It's a true word now if you look it up in the dictionary. But if you go to Donald Trump at Real Donald Trump, his tweet would say, I told you at Time Magazine would never pick me up as a person of the year, despite being the big favorite. They picked the person who is ruining Germany. That's what he wrote. So it was the start of her 10th year as chancellor of Germany. And by the year's end, she had steered, they say, the enterprise through not one, but two crises, which could have meant the end of the union that has kept peace on the continent for seven decades, which is what Time said is the reason that she was the person of the year. So Time described the billionaire presidential bid as something of a grim bet for democracy. In one of the stories about runners-up, said the Trump worldview, this is a little excerpt from Time Magazine, they said the Trump worldview, the usual The us against them bravado that has mobilized a sizable share of the nation has at its core a zero-sum equation. If the only way to alleviate national suffering is to impose it elsewhere, even if the people who must pay reside among us, then that is the price that he believes must be paid. So he wasn't going to get that. I think based on what Time is saying, it was just a short possibility, a little possibility, that he would end up with that accolade, for what it's worth, the Time Mag cover person. So not him. Instead, it's the German chancellor who beats him out. Hey, Star Wars is coming up, and you know we do our cheap movie reviews on our next show, and oh boy, Star Wars is already, they're saying it's gangbusters. Forget it. Sell out. Everybody wants to see it. And Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, has become a big hit on the talk show circuit because of her quick wit. So everywhere she goes, you know, she's dropping some funny things. And the, you know, she's pretty funny on Twitter and stuff. She's got a dog and she's putting the dog in a lot of the shots and talking about the press junket and Gary the dog being with her, and it's I don't know, it's kind of clever, but I think it's just her personality. So she's winning over fans. So of the old crew, Princess Leia may be the most popular. I mean, for now. Harrison Ford, and he'll go out there, and he's already done a little bit of publicity, but probably even more. So believe it or not, Star Wars is here. 30 years after defeating the Galactic Empire, Han Solo and his allies are facing a new threat. And what is that new threat? The stormtroopers, think of that. And so you got cameos by, you know, by all the people that were originally in it. In fact, big chunks of, I shouldn't say cameos, there are big chunks of them in it. Carrie Fisher's in it. Mark Hamill's in it as Luke Skywalker. Harrison Ford is in it. Han Solo. Oscar Isaac is in it. Daisy Ridley is in it. And the, they say this movie is just going to explode. There's a zillion, if you look it up, wherever you live, if you went to your phone now to look up Star Wars, you would see so many showings of this movie. I mean, it'll blow your mind. Seriously. Who knows what the box office is going to yield from this weekend. Thanks to Star Wars. Thanks to you in the back row for listening to America Tonight.
Wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.